Der Umzug von einer Kleinstadt in die Großstadt London hat Energy Star Holly Humberstone so überstimuliert und überwältigt, dass sie gar keine andere Wahl hatte, als ihre Gefühle in Musik zu verarbeiten. Und da kriegen wir dieses Jahr schon ihr zweites Album. Cruel World kommt am 10. April raus und darüber haben wir natürlich ganz ausführlich hier gesprochen. Außerdem über ihr Leben als eine von drei Schwestern, ihre Liebe zu Festivals und auch ihre Beziehung. All das gibt's jetzt in der neuen Folge mit mir, Jale. Viel Spaß!
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
So, welcome, welcome, Holly Humberstone.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You can't see her, but her smile is very bright.
Yeah, I'm buzzing to be here.
Yeah, that's cool. After such a long journey coming from Cologne, how are you feeling? You already said to me in the beginning you love Berlin. It's like a bit of coming home.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about the city?
Ooh, I like the people watching. I feel like the fashion in Berlin is impeccable. And I'm excited to get a Burgermeister as soon as possible. What else? I don't know. I just think it does remind me of London in a weird way. And I just kind of feel at home here. Yeah, it's the first sort of proper place that I toured in 2021 on a support tour.
Mm.
So I really like coming back here. And it's like such a privilege to play my own show and stuff. So yeah, I'm buzzing to be here. It's so cool.
That sounds so lovely. So a lot of emotions are being raised.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was going to talk about that way later. But since you said it, that it reminds you of London.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the song London is Lonely, where you talk a lot about your nightlife and about this feeling, I think, that we all know, especially mm-hmm. in our 20s and possibly also in the 30s, that we seek serotonin or excitement externally.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like big cities do that. So my question was, now, is London a lonely city? And do you think Berlin can be one too?
Ooh, I think everywhere could be lonely if you don't have the right people around you. And I think I grew up in the countryside in like the Midlands,
wow,
in a random town in Lincolnshire. Nothing going on. But I loved it. But moving to London, I think, was just a bit of a shock, because it's overstimulating. I'm a sensitive person. I'm very affected by my physical surroundings and what's going on around me. So I think it just takes time to kind of find your crowd and find your people. And I think just finding your footing as a young adult in a big city, in a big scary place like Berlin or like London.
Very
you
fair.
Just, yeah, have to take your time with it and be kind to yourself and just realize that everybody else is in the same boat, you know, trying to just kind of get by. And yeah, you've just got to find your people, I think. But yeah, it takes time.
Very well said. And that's like something we can all relate to. And it reminds me of your music, because you said it was overwhelming, it was overstimulating. And I'm guessing music is your way of therapy too,
mm-hmm.
you know, processing your emotions. And I feel like, because whenever I hear a song of yours, especially also in your most recent release, I feel like it just resonates with me so well. And I know that we all have our individual lives, but then again, we all still have the same feelings at
yeah.
the end of the day. So what would you like? So I just, hypothetically, a person just came across you as an artist, listened to you for the very first time. What would you like them to feel when they listen to your music?
I hope just understood and just empowered to be a human being, and it's okay to feel every end of the emotional spectrum, because being a human in this day and age is a very confusing, stressful, scary, but also amazing thing. And yeah, I think that, as you said, like, music is my form of, yeah, it's just my creative outlet. It's just my form of therapy and working through all of my confusing feelings. But I don't think I'm writing about anything particularly unique. I'm just kind of trying to figure out how to be an adult.
Yes.
And yeah, just find my place in the world and experiencing lots of firsts. And I think that music is my way of just processing that and figuring out how I feel about things. And yeah, hopefully other people are going through the same thing and feel understood and heard. And I think that's what I kind of go to music for, is just to feel understood and yeah, like I'm not alone in this confusing place.
That's very, very beautifully said. And yeah, I feel like you're just sharing your perspective on basic human feelings,
oh, yeah,
like to love somebody. I think we could all resonate. We're playing it a lot at the moment, and I have to kind of like, you know, host it or like say something about your song before we play it. And it comes so naturally to me because I love that view on no emotions are wasted. Mm-hmm. And in the end of the day, you just love somebody and, you know, it's inevitable. So might as well celebrate it and like not feel bad. Mm-hmm. What inspired this song? And second question, but you can do it step by step, is the album, the upcoming album, your second album, super mm-hmm. exciting in April, gonna be as emotionally deep as that song?
Oh, I hope so. Firstly, yeah, thank you so much for playing my song. That's so cool.
We love it.
I'm so glad. But yeah, I think I wrote this song when somebody really close to me was going through a breakup. And I feel like I'm one of four sisters. We're all super close.
Yeah.
And I'm a real empath, I think. I feel things that the people closest to me are feeling as well. And I just kind of wanted to write her a song while she was in the kind of depths of this breakup, like wasn't able to see any of the kind of positives, obviously, you know. There's that. We've all been there, you know, that terrible time when you just can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just wanted to write her just an affirming song just to tell her that it's okay that you're feeling like this because, you know, like grief is just a measure of the love that you felt for this person. And
wow, that's so nice.
Yeah, I think there's an exact quote somebody said, and I just remembered that. And yeah, you're a human being and you're lucky to have felt that intensity of an emotion for something else and to experience love in such a extreme way, you know? And we're not here for a very long time as humans. So you've just got to kind of roll with the punches and just try and keep your head above water. And like loving and losing and growing is just part of life. And yeah, it's okay to experience it all. And at the end of the day, like at least you got to love somebody. And yeah, gonna move on.
So nice. Mm-hmm. So it was originally a song for somebody, a gift song to mm-hmm. love somebody. But I think you gifted many more people apart from your sister this, yeah, realization or placeholder for emotions. Because mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes when you want to cry but you can't, you just put on a song, for example, to love somebody, and you feel, because it's also dynamic and it's rhythm and it's not like a sad song at all.
I think
it picks you up literally. What was her first reaction? Did she know that it was for her, or did you kind of like, you know, I wrote something, maybe you can, you know, figure out
who it's about? Yeah. I think it was pretty obvious, to be honest. We're very close. And I think I probably came home from the studio and immediately played it for her. And yeah, I think she was extremely emotional. I think it was at the worst of the breakup, maybe a little too brutal for her to hear at that time, but she loves it. She's like, yeah, this summarizes exactly how I felt. And yeah, I think, as you said, like it's such a universal feeling that we've all been through. And I hope that, yeah, other people can also relate to it in some way.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. Yeah, we spoke about your sister reacting. Of course, she was in the depth of her, let's say, heartache mm-hmm. and struggling. But how is that feeling for you to have people react to your music? How do you feel before release? Because your second album is like coming up pretty soon.
I know.
In April. I mean, you know how quickly the months go by. So it's about 2 months to April 10th, right? So
yeah,
exactly 2 months. How does that make you feel? Are you nervous? Yeah, let us in into Holly's emotional state right now.
I'm really excited, actually. I feel really positive about getting to release this music that I've, yeah, these songs have been my whole life for the past year and a half. And it's been the first kind of extended period of time that I've just had to live my life in London and not be whisked off on tour somewhere and just get to kind of, you know, exist as a human being and go to the studio and really like kind of look inwards and figure out who I am as a person, let alone an artist, you know. And I think that's the most important thing. And yeah, it's been a year of just a lot of growth, and I feel like I've figured out I've learned a lot about myself through the writing process, I think. And I'm just like in a place now where I've had enough time in London and I'm ready to just be here and get on the road again. And I'm really excited to play some new songs live and connect with more people. And yeah, I hope people love it as much as I've loved making it. I'm just so excited to share it. And I feel like it's it just represents me perfectly where I'm at in this point of my life now. So I just hope people, yeah, can relate to me.
Wow. It's called Cruel World. And could you summarize it in like maybe one sentence or even three words?
Oh, yeah, that's a really challenge. Oh, that's a challenge, but I love it. That's a great question, that is.
Take your time.
I'm gonna go with nostalgic, optimistic, and the last one I don't know. Sorry, I just shouldn't swear on radio.
It's all
bleep
good.
That one out. nostalgic, optimistic, and human.
That is nice. Yeah, I think human is a really good word because, yeah, you just use these fundamental human feelings to express your individual situation or the ones of your sister. Whereas I feel like I love a lot of different kinds of music. So I don't want to bash any artists, but there are songs where you have to be really deeply into their rabbit hole to even understand what they're singing about.
Got you.
I feel like that is not the case with you, which makes it so easy to connect. And I also saw that you're going to play on festivals, and I feel like this year, and festivals are a crowd where you have to do exactly that. You have to get everyone on board because some people may not know you.
Yeah.
How nervous or are you before playing in front of a festival crowd, or what do you do to kind of calm yourself down? Do you have any rituals before going on stage? Yeah. How do you prepare for that?
I mean, like, I love playing festivals so much. And I feel like I've had like the most fun touring over the past few years. I guess since like we came out of lockdown, since I've been able to tour and travel, I've just been constantly touring and it's been so much fun. And I think when I stopped touring, I think it was like September 24, I think. I just missed it instantly. And I set myself a goal of, you know, making a collection of songs that sound like me and my band can have the most fun with on stage in a festival field, like with the sun going down and everybody's a bit drunk and the vibes are so high, because I just feel like that is like the peak of like life. It's just like the best time.
For sure.
And I've made some core memories at festivals, you know, watching my favorite artists play. So I'm just like really excited. I feel like festivals are the funnest gigs to play for me. I think before a show, just having some calm and getting a good night's sleep, I think, is really all there is to it, and just going out there with confidence. And there's always going to be a few people in the crowd that already know the music and that are going to be rooting for you and like bringing amazing energy. So yeah, I'm just gassed to get out of there and play in front of people again and connect with strangers. Cool.
That sounds so reasonably explained and so nice. I mean, I love festival too. I've been, and it's just, you can't explain it. It's like your whole day-to-day life just vanishes and you're just in this bubble of excitement.
Yeah.
You just mentioned exploring or discovering other artists is also one of the parts you love about festivals. What are your current like go-to artists that you're obsessed with at the moment?
Ooh, I feel like it changes like every week. I was obsessed with the Alex G album that came out last year. I love him. Maria's, I loved Submarine so much. That's still on rotation in my house. I feel like this is an obvious answer, but I'm a big Geese fan and have been loving that new album as well. I don't know how new that is anymore, but I'm kind of just realizing that they're amazing and just getting on that. What else? I mean, I feel like I'm always kind of going back to some of the music that I used to listen to as a kid. And I feel like everybody has those artists that they, listened to when they were really young, and it kind of helped form your kind of sense of self, you know.
For sure, 100%.
Yeah, so I'm always going back to listen to artists like Prince and Paul Simon and like ABBA and things like that.
Amazing.
Yeah, just shameless, amazing pop songs I love.
How do you feel about love songs? Love in general, like cheesy Ed Sheeran or even Frank Sinatra. Do you like love songs?
Yeah, hell yeah. Give it to me. I love it. Why not? Who doesn't love love songs?
I mean, there are some people. My mom, for example, she always rolls her eyes whenever I put on cheesy music. She's like,
I get it.
She's a very rational person, like the complete polar opposite of who I am.
Yeah.
Which I still love her, but like, it's so funny that I turned out this way. And mm-hmm. she didn't. But yeah, so you are, love songs. Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you celebrating it?
Well, I'm going to be on tour, so I'm going to be away. I'm going to be away from home, which is going to be really sad.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going to be in Copenhagen, which will also be amazingly fun. I think I've written a lot of songs on this album about my boyfriend who is at home in the UK.
Nice.
And we'll be definitely like seeing each other and celebrating when.
You're going to call him on Valentine's Day?
Definitely. We'll be celebrating. I think it's nice also to just have in mind that Valentine's Day is just one day, but there's, you know, the rest of the 364 days of the year to also celebrate all the love in your life, like whether that's your partner, like a romantic partner, or your friends or your family, like there's
100%.
It's all around us, you know?
Yeah, that's so nicely said. I mean, all my single friends, we can, you know, celebrate each other. And I have a date with my best friend. So that's also
gorgeous.
Nice.
That's also like just as valid, you know? Yeah. Like Valentine's Day should not just be for people who are coupled up.
Exactly.
It should be for friends and stuff, you know? Like platonic love, I feel like, really kind of doesn't get enough recognition in songs.
Yeah, for sure.
And I get why your mum doesn't love songs that much, because there's so many of them. Sometimes it's a bit nauseating hearing them all the time. We should celebrate love between friends as well, because that's also like such a powerful thing and so strong.
And shapes your identity so much as well.
So true, so true.
I'm sure you can maybe find a heart-shaped pizza, because I was only in Copenhagen once and I had a heart-shaped pizza.
Brilliant, okay.
So maybe you can go for that. I don't know, I don't even remember the pizzeria. I was like super young, but we went and then they had one and it was...
That's what you remember,
yeah. That's what I remember.
So that's your core memory from Copenhagen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Have you been to Copenhagen before?
I have been before, I have. I think often on tour you don't get a whole ton of time to kind of explore the place, but obviously it's like a gorgeous city. I think I just spend most of my time trying not to be hit by a bike and just being like a flustered tourist, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time a little bit, unfortunately. I feel like you're such a natural person to chat with, have a few last questions that I really, really wanted to know. Let's start with your dream collab, like a person where when this offer would come in, you would immediately be like yes, let's do it.
Oh
I'm here.
Gosh.
I'm down.
This is a great question. I feel like there are so many people that I'd jump at the chance to collaborate with.
Yeah.
At the moment, there's so many amazing girlies just killing you know,
killing
music
it.
Just killing music
for sure.
I love Chapel Roan. I think she's amazing, like that would be insane. Who else? I always thought Frank Ocean would be really cool if he ever wants to come back.
Wow, Frank
and
Ocean and Holly Humberstone. If you're listening to this by any chance,
I know it's a long shot. It's a long shot.
Yeah. Holla at Holly. That's
please.
Nice.
I'm desperate, Frank.
Nice. Okay. Can we expect any collabs on the album?
Oh, I actually have one song that I really would like to do as a collab with, and maybe release after the album as a different version. But I'm currently just trying to figure out who the right fit would be. But hopefully there is a plan to hopefully have a collab. But no actual solid plans of who that might be yet, so it's a mystery to me, but hopefully we can get someone that is amazing. I'm sure we can.
Yes, fingers crossed, we're manifesting it.
Thank you.
Coming to manifesting, we are currently on our radio giving €1,000 away. Ooh. Which a lot of people are trying to manifest for themselves. So I have one question regarding that also. What would Holly do with €1,000?
Oh, that's a great question. What would I do with €1,000? If someone just gave me €1,000.
Yeah, just like gifted. No tax on it. You can spend it however you like.
Oh, gosh. Firstly, I would do a backflip in the street on the spot. And then I think I would take my friends and I out for an amazing meal. Or maybe, actually, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I'd panic, I think. Maybe a little weekend getaway with my friends somewhere would be so fun.
That's a great inspiration. Mm-hmm. Invite your friends, get together, go away for the weekend.
Totally.
I'm so sad that we're running out of time so quickly, but yeah, your album is coming up April 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel World. How did that title come up?
So yeah, I was kind of halfway through the writing process and I had a bunch of songs that I loved, like To Love Somebody and Die Happy, I'd written. And I wrote Cruel World and then everything kind of just clicked. And the song Cruel World itself is about how your whole perspective of the world around you can just look so different when that one person, like one tiny detail, is missing. And I think that theme, the same theme that's kind of run through To Love Somebody, is just that love is like this really painful thing at its core, and you can't have the highs without the low lows, and they exist in the same space and you can't separate them out, and that's what makes love such a powerful emotion. And yeah, when I wrote Cruel World, everything kind of made sense. It brought together all the songs I'd already written, and it kind of gave me a blueprint to completing the album and writing the rest of the songs. And it also sparked a lot of inspiration for the creative of the album, which I've done with my older sister, which has been so fun.
Working with your siblings. It can either be painful or fun. So I'm so glad it was fun for you.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been really fun. I'm sure I've just kind of brought her into my world of chaos. But yeah, she's got the best eye for things and she knows me better than anybody else. And we've just built this whole cruel world and this alternate universe to kind of escape to. And each video feels like a different chapter of my journey through this cruel world. And yeah, I'm just so excited for people to see the rest of the videos and everything. Yeah, we've just had the most fun making it all. So yeah, I hope people love it as much as I do.
Someone who's carrying so much light and passion in her eyes, which you can't see, but I see it, talking about her album, you just have to listen to it. I'm very, very excited, really. And I feel like it's also, I mean, I only listened to Love Somebody, but I feel like with your first album and or your previous songs, there has been some growth you can hear, or some more maturity, also in the video.
Thank you.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for saying that. I think a lot of the songs in Paint My Bedroom Black, which was my first album.
Yeah. Did you, though? Did you paint your bedroom?
I did not. Okay. No, it's pink. Let's face it.
That's
pink.
What I wanted to know. I was like, yeah. No, did you?
No, it's pink.
Yeah. Okay. Glad we talked about that.
Yeah, glad we cleared that one up. But yeah, no, I think a lot of those songs I wrote just whilst I was kind of still coming out of that like teenage angsty kind of introverted phase. And as I said before, I've never had an extended period of time to kind of just write my album and just live my life and just spend time with like people I love and just grow as a person. I think that, yeah, Paint My Bedroom Black was written kind of in weeks, little chunks of time that I got between touring and between shows and little notes in hotel rooms. And this process has been very different because I've just had time to like just figure out who I am as a person, let alone an artist, you know, which has been really, really nice. And I do feel like I've done more growing up in this past year and a half than I've done in the past like 5 or 6 years. So it's been like really an important time, and I've learned a lot about myself through writing it. And I hope people can hear that kind of newfound confidence. And I mean, my songs were always kind of about figuring out how to be an adult in this confusing world.
We are all doing that.
Yeah, and how to be a young woman as well. And I think that's something that I also feel has obviously we all experience it every single day, you know, and I wanted to write about it because being a woman is my whole life and I'm surrounded by amazing girlies and I love being a girl. And yeah, I wanted to write about that as well. And I'm just really excited for people to hear it. Hopefully people can, yeah, can relate to me. Yeah. And it's nice to be able to kind of grow up with people listening and hopefully, yeah, growing up alongside each other is really cool.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes,
this has been
of
so
course.
Fun.
There is like I said, I could chat with you for ages, but I think this is a great like finish point that you're just throwing your all into what you do. And maybe it's inspiring some people to do the same or feel seen, feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your empowering and honest words.
Oh, thank
and
you
for
so
your excitement.
Much. Oh, of course. Of course.
And
there's
for
so much.
Your smile, that's just making my, because it's still gray in Berlin, unfortunately.
We have to smile.
We have to smile.
To get through it. If we don't smile, we'll cry.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, that's
if we
it.
Don't smile, we'll cry. So let's yeah. just smile.
Let's just smile. Come thank on. We need a bit of light.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. thank you so much.
It's
been so fun.
Der NRG Star Talk. Einer von vielen NRG Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf nrg.de.